Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I had been sitting here all morning quite happily in shirt sleeves with the sleeves rolled up, but ahead of this item I put my jacket back on and I did up the top button of the shirt because we are talking fashion rules for men and men of a certain age in particular. What are those rules and should you ever bother following them, or do you risk ridicule if you don't? I'm joined by Shane Hegarty, children's writer and unofficial cool dad, and Darren Kennedy, presenter and fashion entrepreneur. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Can we start with you, Darren, first? Because the kind of the inspiration or the jumping off point for this conversation was a recent Twitter thread by a California-based fashion blogger, Derek Guy, that just went all the way around the world. He broke down how to wear a suit and what is and isn't good tailoring. But he did it in a way that managed to get up everybody's noses. Was he right and wrong at the same time?
Well, I mean, listen, he hit some of the finer points in terms of when it comes to tailoring. There are certain do's and don'ts. But for me, he gets a little bit too caught up in rules and formality. And listen, I think, you know, and I've always felt this way about clothing. Let's remember, it's what you're choosing to wear on any given moment or day. It should be relaxed. It should make you feel good. And I think if you feel constricted by rules and regulations, which you've lost the battle to begin with.
I agree with you, but when you look at the rules that he was setting out, you sort of went, yeah, he's right about that as well. Listen, he was pretty much right about everything, and you can see why it's actually probably beneficial to adhere to those classical rules.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the thing. I think as soon as you start talking about rules, you lose people, right? And I think ultimately, if you want to look good, and especially for any guy, when it comes to tailoring, right, when do we wear suits? For most people these days, it's, you know, we're going to a wedding, maybe getting married, or, sadly, a funeral, which obviously we've just been talking about. I think there are certain guidelines which you could follow, which are going to help you look and wear the suit better and not have the suit wear you. For example, you know, people often will ask me, you know, what lapel should I go for? What, you know, how many buttons should I close? And I think there's really simple rules of thumb here. You never close the last button on a jacket or on a waistcoat. And that goes back to the days when people used to have big formal dinners and gentlemanly clubs, and you'd be sitting up and down the whole time at a table, and it was just easier not to have the last button closed because it didn't ruin the line of the jacket when you sat down or stood up. And likewise, then when it comes to lapel sizes are something that are kind of referencing trends. But I always say, you know, I love a broad peak lapel, a big, strong lapel that you'd see the likes of like Don Draper wearing in Mad Men. And the reason I love it is, well, A, it's strong, and B, it's one of these little tricks. Women have loads of them, but men have very few of them. It gives this impression of giving you that big, strong V shape. That everyone reveres in terms of male body shapes, and it can just make you look more in proportion.
Shane Hegarty, not uniquely, but certainly something of a rare item, you're an Irish man of a certain age who can dress himself and appears to enjoy doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to be presented as this morning, unofficial cool guy. I'm definitely unofficial in this house anyway. And as somebody who can dress himself, one of the things that was actually said to me, one of the kind of the nicest things anybody has said to me in the last 10 years was I did meet, doing a photo shoot last year for something, and somebody said to me, did you dress yourself? And at first I wasn't entirely sure if that was because I looked completely ridiculous, but it turned out to be that they actually thought that I'd done a half decent job. And that for
and
me,
they were wondering if you had a stylist.
Well, it was, yeah, I think that or, you know, often the other half is
a wife
responsible.
Who does the
and there are a lot of men who, I suppose, are, they get their clothes twice a year. They get it on their birthday and they get it at Christmas. And they get it from somebody else, and that's how they kind of keep their wardrobe going. I'm at that kind of delicate point where I do really, really love shopping for clothes. I love browsing for clothes. I really enjoy that experience. It's genuinely one of my favourite things to do is to go
what
into a clothes
shop.
What
kind of an alien species of human being are you?
Yeah, but you see, I'm also at that point where I have to be really careful what I buy because, you know, I'll be 50 next year, and you're at a delicate balance between buying something that makes you look like you're trying to be young. And then it's happened to me recently. I bought a pair of runners, which I'm looking at right now, by a very well-known brand that that was bought for comfort as much as the style. And I was accused immediately of, like, giving up. I came home and the entire family thought this was hilarious. Like, I might as well just sit in a chair and kind of wind down the years for the rest, because it kind of had that. So there's that kind of delicate balance.
It is a very difficult age, isn't it, in your late 40s, early 50s, because most Irish styles will either age you to 65, 70 straight away and to sitting in a comfortable recliner for the rest of your days, or make you look absolutely ridiculous for trying too hard to relive your 30s.
Which is why you're sounding like a pair of dinosaurs here.
Go on.
Would you relax?
But Darren, isn't that why a lot of...
I think you're overthinking it. I think that's part of the problem. You're overthinking it. Wear what feels good, what makes you feel good. And then if you're wearing it and you feel good in it, honestly, I think 9 times out of 10, you'll pull anything off. Within reason, obviously.
I don't know, Darren. There's an awful lot of the time that you can find yourself feeling good in something until you catch sight of yourself in the mirror and go, oh my God, what horror is that?
But isn't there something, I think there's kind of two things. One is, I actually agree with you, Darren. I think that I really admire people who are just, they wear what they want to wear. They wear and they're confident and comfortable in it. And somehow, if it's part of their personality, they can completely get away with it and it works really well. And they're not as self-conscious maybe as others, and they just go with it. But what you see with a lot of men is they sort of reach a certain point where they go, this is my style, and this is it now forever. And you can see, you can almost see where a lot of men have sort of the year that they kind of hit their peak. And you can see that they wear those clothes pretty much.
These are the fellas
from there on in.
These are the fellas, and Darren, you're going to have to step in here and create a rule. These are the fellas who are still wearing skinny jeans when their waistline has expanded way, way, way beyond skinny jean stage of their life. They look like lollipops.
Well, what I will say there is I never went in for skinny jeans. And I think that's actually, you know, that's a key. Don't follow a trend just because it's a trend. Find what works for you. And, you know, and there is a risk that you then you stay looking stagnant in one particular look. But if you've got a style that's kind of tried and tested and it works for you and it makes you look good and you feel good while you're wearing it, and people say to you, Jesus, Tommy, where's that jacket from, or where are those jeans from when you're down the pub? Well, I think, you know, play with it. Stick with your basics, and then if you want to, like, play around, shall we say, that's when you can occasionally have a bit of fun, okay, if you're feeling up to it.
And why did you not do skinny jeans? Was it just because they were too on trend, or because they made you look a bit silly?
Because I just didn't like them. Very simple. For me, getting dressed is a very simple thing. And actually, unlike Shane, I don't, despite what lots of people believe, I don't like spending huge amounts of time going around the shop shopping. I'm very decisive. I'm very military in my decisions. But I will only buy clothes that I like. It's very simple. And I was never into skinny jeans. I did wear slim cut jeans. But the skinny, I didn't like them. They were too tight. They made you look like you got little pigeon legs. But at least they made me look like a big leg. And I just never went there.
Give me an idea of what your shopping trip is, though, and how long it takes. When you say that you're not that interested in spending much time shopping, how much time do you devote to it?
In the sense that I will never say, oh, I'm going to go shopping today, or spend an afternoon going around the shops or supermarket or shopping centre. However, when the mood takes me, if I'm in town doing something else and I have a spare 20 minutes or 30 minutes, I might pop into one or two shops and have a very quick browse. 9 times out of 10, I might leave with nothing. Other times, I could leave with two bags.
So I would rather be waterboarded in Guantanamo Bay, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, see, you're putting pressure on yourself. You're putting pressure on yourself. I think that's the thing. It's like, if it's this big excursion and this thing that you do twice a year, straight away, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Well I am, which is precisely what happens, because I walk into the shops, there's nothing there, and I say, oh, well, there you go. There's nothing for me this year. I'll see you all again next year.
But yeah, what I do is Philip, I talk about it as if I kind of love kind of going from shop to shop and leave with, you know, like Julia Roberts with bags of stuff. I actually, much as I love looking at clothes, I think, you know, found that there's a couple of places that I go all the time. And what's really useful, at this stage of life is to know a shop, and I've one here in Skerry's Shankies, which is just fantastic, and they have what I like. And the other thing is that you can rely on the people who work there to kind of know what you like. So the worst thing you can do, I think, as a man of kind of, you know, advancing years, is to go in where often the person who's looking at you and saying, well, that looks fantastic, is, you know, with respect to them, they're kind of in their early 20s, or, you know, they're looking at it in a different way.
But
and they
but
say
they also
those
know
jeans are absolutely fantastic because they're just going for the sale.
You're uniquely vulnerable as a man of advancing years in these situations as well, though. I mean, because you're like a gazelle being eyed up by a lion when the shop assistant comes over to you. They know they're making a sale. They know you want to get out of there with something in your hands.
Oh, absolutely. And it said, you don't want to go home. You don't want to be that person who walks in the door. And it's happened to me where you walk in the door and immediately everybody just falls around laughing because you have been that sucker.
Oh, dear.
That's why you always keep your receipts.
I suppose the key to what you're saying here, though, Darren, is do be prepared to walk out and do put that investment of a small amount of time in so that you at least find out what shop, if not what actual item of clothing is going to work for you.
Yeah, exactly. Just keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open and you ultimately will stumble upon things that you like or you don't like. And here's the thing now as well. I mean, when we talk about high street stores, most, you know, the stock and the turnover of new designs in a lot of these places is every, you know, they're getting new product in probably every 2 to 3 weeks. So you might go in today and not spot anything that you like, and that's fine, and don't invest too much time and don't stress yourself out, leave. But keep an eye on it, maybe in a few weeks' time go in, or just, you know, keep an eye on what's dropping on the online store, and then when you see something that you like the look of, head in. And I mean, I do that as well. I think it's, you know, there's a lack of information for men, and I think that's part of the problem. If you look at women's fashion, you know, there's women's fashion everywhere. All the daily newspapers probably have some element of female fashion. You're lucky if you get, you know, a column dedicated to men's style once a week in some of the publications. So I think, you know, if you're online, and I know we're talking about people of a certain age, but everyone's online now, just create your own little visual. If you see something that you like, screenshot it on your phone and hold on to it, and kind of build up a little bank of images of pieces that you like. So then it kind of, you're taking the, you know, you're taking the fear out of it, I guess. And I think if it's something that you only do under duress twice a year, well, you know, you're creating a scenario and a situation for yourself which is just not going to be enjoyable. Whereas if you're doing something bit by bit, you know, you can't eat a whale in one go, as they say. It just makes it that little bit easier.
The Pandora's box that we have opened here, gentlemen. Wait till you hear some of the text. My husband came home last week with a slim trouser suit. He's 68. This is a terrible look. Another one. I'm 53. I wear sci-fi fantasy t-shirts, short sleeve casual shirts, slim fit jeans and branded runners. All good. Go you, I'm sure. And I hope that you're rocking that look. Doc's 501s and a cleanish anorak? Doc's 501s and a cleanish anorak. I don't know about that. All right, look, we'll leave it there. Shane Hegarty, Darren Kennedy, thank you both very much for joining us this morning. As I'm watching the TV screen here behind me, Sinead O'Connor's funeral cortege is just passing by her house now on Bray Seafront. Also in the headlines, just before we leave you, the Minister for Integration, Roderick O'Gorman, has said that around 200 people seeking international protection are living in tented accommodation, and said this option was better than having no accommodation. And also over 800 firefighters are tackling a wildfire that began in the Odemaria region of Portugal, having spread south towards a popular tourist destination of the Algarve. That's all that we have time for. The programme was produced by Niamh Lyons, researcher Emma Cawley, broadcast coordinator Louise Kerr-Ross, and on sound, Aisling Grofferty. Now at midday, here's Louise Duffy.